not even kidding about that. With no false modesty, you know. He'll say, boy, you're sure stuck on yourself. You think you're so smart. You're so... It's not me. It's what people tell me all my life. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry about it. I would were otherwise, honestly. But this is the man I am. You know, I have all these good things. And you know what? Not... It just makes me all the more humble. Because I think, like, I must be the least in his kingdom. Because I got everything going against me. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the things that are wise. God has chosen the weak things to confuse the things which are mighty. You know? Things like me, smart, strong, handsome. You know, God has chosen ugly. God has chosen plain. You know, whatever. Normal. Not the greatest. Not the smartest. God chose them. Not me. Or those like me. So you can be thankful if you hate me. Like, well, God doesn't choose people like that, thank God. Right? Yeah, that's what it's, to me, it's like shocking too, you know? Maybe that's cause for doubt. It doesn't say not any, though, thank you. It says not many. Not many. I wasn't well born in the sense of, I mean, my family. All my family, my Italian side of peasants, my German side peasants. We've all been peasants. Well, my grandmother used to make claims, but... because they were Stuarts. But I think it's spelled wrong. Whatever. You know, to me it's just like, okay, yeah. Oh, those noble people. You know, eighth cousins don't count. I'm an eighth cousin to the King of France, you know. Whoop-de-doo for you. We be Abraham's seed. If you were Abraham's seed, you would do the works of Abraham. I don't want to be counted as some noble seed. I don't want to be remembered for my face. You know? So I know the Lord has shown me before my they'll take all my beauty and destroy it. And that's as it should be. That I might be conformed to a better image, a more beautiful image. You know what's beautiful? A meek and a quiet spirit. It's beautiful in the sight of, you know, godliness, righteousness, feet that proclaim the gospel. How beautiful are the feet them which bear good tidings. I wouldn't even talk about that. I usually don't. I wouldn't even talk about these things, except that's the subject here. Whenever I think of this, I think of myself, because I'm like, whoa, God's chosen foolish things to confound the wise. He did it to me. He has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Oh, like, I'm glad at least I've got that. Truly, calling me strong is ridiculous. Yeah, I can lift big things, okay. But, I mean, powerful. Denominations are powerful. I'm not powerful. You know, governments are powerful. I'm not powerful. I am someone, if one thing in this world I have had and proved I have is no power, no self-control, no temperance, no, you know, my life, all my intelligence and the things that I had, I wasted. Instead, choosing to just use drugs and veg out like that because I had no power in and of myself in my life to do the things I ought to do. There were so many things I've always wanted to do, I was never able to do. works, work, you know, I don't know, you know, I did work, and I work hitherto, but I mean, never the way I thought I ought to, never as hard as I thought I could, because of the things I was weak towards, you know, not just drugs and I like to focus on those, because some of the other ones make people uncomfortable. You know, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. All those things conspire and have conspired against me to take away any power I had in the world. Because I tell you what, I know people, you know, as Jesus said, and this is what I take mighty and powerful. I take this in the sense of this. Jesus said to the Pharisees, and so he says, you know, I came for the sick, or only the sick have need of a physician. It's one of the areas in which I'm thankful. Yeah, I've got some gifts, but you know what? I'm a very sick man. I've been a very sick man. And I always knew from my youth, I saw the sickness that was in me. And I was ashamed. And I was devastated. Because I could never be the man I aspired to be in and of myself, because I had no power. All these gifts, but no power. That's ultimately the truth about me, is like, I had gifts with no power. What a tragedy. You know what I mean? That is tragic. Imagine having all gifts, but no power within yourself as a human being. You know, like, the self-motivation, the power to actually use them to benefit yourself. I was handsome. When I lusted, I could get nothing because I had no power to obtain it. I was smart, but I couldn't use it to get an education. I had no power. And all my gifts were worthless to me. And I tried to get into the scriptures, and I also was a failure. Though I got a lot of knowledge, it benefits me now in a sense of having a general... Well, the thing is, when I got the Holy Ghost, suddenly all that knowledge just... It was like, imagine you had a puzzle, and you collected all the pieces and flipped them over, and kind of been looking at them all. And then suddenly, someone just came over and like finishes the puzzle halfway for you in a moment. You know what I mean? Or... puts 90% of the puzzle together and leaves you like...